This is Floor Radio. This is part two of a conversation with Howard Brodsky, the co-CEO and chairman of CCA Global Partners. We're talking about a campaign called Cooperatives for a Better World. Building awareness to this whole thing is one of the elements that you'll be doing?
It is. So that's a big, we have a big marketing campaign, but we're doing it, I call it from the inside out, not from the outside in, because with 110 million members, we are starting with the employees and then the members, which we can reach. We don't have to spend money in television. If we can reach 110 million people and they can share it with their families, we've reached the country. So we're starting with our messages and communications and storytelling and a training program within our employees and members of co-ops around the world.
And that's amazing that those numbers just blow me away. It's amazing. I would have had no way of coming anywhere close to that number if you'd asked me to guess.
No, I think a lot of people are very surprised with it, Dave. The other thing we're building as part of the program is we're going to build an Amazon-type marketplace just for co-ops to do business. So if somebody wants to support a co-op, instead of going to Amazon or buying from another big chain store, Home Depot online or somewhere else in any of the fields, we're going to build our own online marketplace just for co-ops in any business. So you'd go on there if you want hardware, you'd see Ace or TrueServe. If you want flooring, you would see one of our companies, or biking or childcare centers, anything that you might need. It's going to be a marketplace just for co-ops to do business and its members.
And I suspect that something like this, and I was on your site, and you can tell us about that, but this will encourage people to form co-ops, I suppose, when they're on the front end of a business.
I think it will, absolutely. It's amazing the amount of businesses that we have call us every day that want to form co-ops, Dave. And as you know, right now we have 14 individual companies, part of CCA itself, that are cooperatives, everything ranging from child care centers to lighting stores to general contractors to biking to ski stores. So we have a pretty diverse group right now. But you're exactly right. We have the interest from so many more people that want to start co-ops.
You must get calls quite frequently on people that want to learn about how to form a co-op.
We do. And we're happy to, we're happy to spend the time with them, whether it's part of CCA or part of someone else. Years ago, I had a close friend that wanted to start a pet store chain, and that chain now is Next Pet that has over, I think it's over 800 pet stores.
Interesting. Tell us about the website. I'm on it now. It's coopforabetterworld.coop.
Right. I think it's also, you can get to .com, but .coop. So the website really tells the average person, gives them knowledge base about what co-ops are all about. It tells them all the different sectors. If you go under there, you would see by sector, whether it's a employee-owned or worker-owned. So there's worker-owned cooperatives. As I said, there's consumer-owned cooperatives, and there's business-owned cooperatives. And it really explains what the difference is. It gives examples of the differences in different segments. And it also will be a locator. So if you want to support the co-ops and you're in a community, it will tell you what co-ops are located in that community. And it will tell about all the different things going on in co-ops, how much we call it co-op cares, how much people are giving back in their local community and what they're doing. So it's an all-in-one resource for enlightening people about cooperatives and having them an easy way for them to partake in making it better.
How do your members feel about this?
Oh, they love it. They love it. So, give you an example, we're going to have what we call the community volunteer leaders in every. I told you we have co-op communities in every area of the country, and at our convention, we already had 46 people sign up that they wanted to be the community leader in their region.
Interesting. Yeah. What a great idea this is, and I guess building awareness. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if members of not only Carpet One and others, in your group, but others, promote the fact that they are a co-op. I mean, I'm sure people walk in co-ops every day not realizing that they are a co-op.
Well, and I think that's one of the things we're going to do. It's interesting, you know, REI is a co-op. And just recently, in the last 6 or 8 months, that they've started promoting that they're a co-op in a big fashion. But I think that's exactly part of it, Dave, is that we're now having, if you walk in a Carpet One store now, you see a big sign that, you know, we are a cooperative, 1,000 stores strong, and what it means to the consumer and what it means to the community. So we're now telling that message because it's a great message.
I'm wondering if, I mean, everybody, I suppose, understands what a co-op is. It's just the concept of it. But they don't know a lot more than that.
Yeah, and I think actually a lot of them don't quite understand even the concept, actually. So, as I said, we found the awareness level of actually understanding what it is small, very small. Mm-hmm. And so part of the way of enlightening them, and we're going to tell stories about the different co-ops, it's really making them so much more aware and giving them a knowledge base to share with their friends, to share with their relatives, and for them to become more active proponents of, if they know the Carpet One's a co-op, or the bike group's a co-op, or Lighting One's a co-op, or the veterinarian's a co-op, or, you know, Land O'Lakes is a co-op, or Purina Food, they're going to be more tuned to do business with them. And so it will increase business, we think, immeasurably for co-ops that will be give us an enormous advantage.
It's really the same kind of motivation as buying in America or buy locally.
Yeah, in some ways it is. It absolutely is, with an additional twist, because buying in America could be by a huge corporation, mm-hmm. and this is by individual families located in your community.
Very interesting. What are your expectations? How do you see this thing playing out over the long term, Howard?
Well, we think we'll be in most major countries within the next 2 years. As I said, it's growing. I was fortunate enough to be a keynote speaker in Quebec City, where there was 104 countries and 3,000 people represented. And so it's getting enormous exposure from a lot of different avenues. So we think internationally it's growing. And as I said, with the Amazon-type marketplace, it's going to be added revenue and with the co-op community. So I think at the end of the day, our goal is to have more people do business with more cooperatives and make it for more just society.
It's very interesting. Again, the whole project is called Cooperative for a Better Living. And
for a better world. Cooperatives for a better world.
Let me say that again then.
Cooperatives for a better world.
That shows you my memory is failing.
No, that's okay. It's a long thing.
And I know you've been waving the flag for co-ops for quite a long time. And, yeah. You know, over 30 years ago, you started this co-op and have become an expert in the whole idea. And my hat's off to you for being a part of this great idea.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's very rewarding, Dave. It truly is a rewarding field to be in. When you see the lives that you change in individuals, it's incredibly, incredibly rewarding. And I think it has enormous impact on our society. They said that family businesses have a chance not just to survive, but to thrive. And that the massive inequality that's happening in our world has a chance to level itself. And people giving them autonomy. You know, I think a lot of people want to be in business for themselves, have opportunities themselves, and co-ops give you that without sacrificing anything.
I think that's a major motivator for consumers as well. I mean, people, I think, prefer buying local and prefer helping small business. And just this morning, I think the president met with a bunch of small business players and wants to promote that, and I think most of America does.
I think they really do. And what co-ops do is it gives the opportunity to do that with the ability to have a level playing field. Mm-hmm. You can't. People might want to do it, but if you can't buy your insurance at the same rate, or you can't buy your product at the same rate, or you can't market professionally, and you don't have the right training tools, or you don't have the right real estate negotiation, then it's not equal.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Right.
Very good. Give us the website again, Howard.
Yeah, it's cooperativesforabetterworld.coop.
.coop or .com, you mentioned.
Yes, yeah.
Very good. Howard, excellent idea, and it's amazing how quickly this has grown, and I suspect it's going to grow a lot more, as you mentioned, over the next two years. Hats off to you.
Thank you very much, Dave. We're very excited about the opportunity.
It's a great idea. We've been talking with Howard Brodsky. He is the co-CEO and co-chairman of CCA Global Partners, and this is Floor Radio.